We're going to dedicate this chabura, this chus refuah shlema, Yosef Petzala ben Rus, it's Hashem, should have a refuah shlema bekarov. So we finish Baruch Hashem, Misa Lezeh, Mamun Lezeh. Machloikes, whether or not our Gemara is a rule, or is it the exception to the rule, however you sliced it, our Gemara says that this case of Adim Zoymimim is an exception to the rule of Kimle B'Dirabimne. The Gemara says, on Daf Tesamid Beis, we had, let's just get back to the Gemara, because we spent a few weeks already on that, on Maseches Ksubis. We can make a seam on Ksubis, but we have to come back to Sanhedrin. Omer of Yosef, Hevi Abal Adim Shazinsa, Vehevi Av Adim Vezimum, Lady Abal. The Baal brought Adam originally that she was Mizana, Motzi Shemra. And then how did it be turned into Motzi Shemra? Vehevi Av Adam Vezimum, Lady Abal. And then the Av responded with his two sets of witnesses that says, I don't know what you're talking about, but your two guys are liars. So what? That's classic Motzi Shemra. The Baal's going to have to pay his knas, and the Adam are going to be killed because they wanted to kill this girl with their Adus. So the Gemara says, so they get Kimle D'Rabimine, and they don't have to pay the mamon. We explained the mamon was the potential ksuba money that she would have been able to sell as a future to someone else that they can buy for a good price. So that they don't have to pay, because they have classic Kimle D'Rabimine. But then the Gemara says, that's what we spent all the weeks to explain. Chazer ve'evi abal edim ve'izimom. When the Baal defends his edim and now says, no, they're true witnesses. And the edim of the Av are really zomimim. Ve'izimim le'edi Av. Then what happens? Edi Av ne'erogin u'mishal me'momom. Then edi Av have to get killed. And they pay mishal me'momom. Why? What happened to Kimle v'durabimne? There's a klal like we spoke about, that whenever there's two punishments, a death penalty coupled with monetary payment, the Torah says you do not have to pay the second payment. It's exempt or it's subsumed in the larger punishment, in the capital punishment. So the Gemara says, yeah, but this is different. Why? Because it's mamon lezeh unefashos lezeh. What does that mean, mamon lezeh unefashos lezeh? The mamon that they were trying to pay was to who? Was to the husband. The husband was going to have to pay $100 to his father-in-law, right? Because he spread a lie about his wife. That's the mea knas, the mea stela of the knas, that he lied. And who was going to get killed? Who were you trying to get killed? You were trying to get killed, the Adim. Because the Adim got caught in a lie about this woman being Mizana. So now your two punishments are directed to two destinations. When it's ever it's two destinations, Kim Levi D'Rabimine doesn't apply, and you get both punishments. Good. So that's what we spoke about. So the Gemara says in the original case, Edea Av Ne'erogin U'Mishalme. In this case, Edea Av Ne'erogin U'Mishalme Mamun. So the last final nekuda that we have to deal with on this sugya, and then we can move on to stay tuned. Not going to be next week, because next week's going to be Mirtz Hashem HaPesach Inyan. But after the Yom Tovim, we're going to start the famous sugya of Palginim Dibura, one of the most fascinating sugyas of Sanhedrin, of Masechta Sanhedrin. So the Gemara, so Tosfos asks as follows. We have to do this Tosfos. Edi Avner Rogin, the Edim of the father that wanted to kill the Edim of the husband to call them liars, and now, they got proven to be liars, and it turns out that what the husband was saying was true, they get killed. Why did they get killed, says Tosfos? Ask Tosfos the following question. Tosfos the Ramasal Edi Av. Tema. I don't understand. Damayne Rogin. Why should they be killed? The Motzi Amri, they should now have a claim, a defense claim, to say what? Lo lechayev edei habal banu, el lechayev habal mamon ka'asina. What should they say? You want to kill us? You want to give me a parsha of hazama, kasher zama mlasos la'achiv? You intended to kill these other edim? They say, no, that wasn't our intent. Our kavana was just to make the husband pay the $100, the 100 knas. So maybe they can now opt out of the worst payment, and now have a defense on the potential to kill, that they only wanted one of the dimensions of Motzi Shemra. Which dimension of Motzi Shemra? That the husband has to pay, but we never had Kavanah to do what? To kill anyone over here. So how could you say that that's Kasha Zamam Lassas Lachiv? Sounds like a funny Kasha. What are you talking about? Aden can now walk into Bezdin and now just say, oh, that wasn't our Kavanah. We didn't intend to do such a horrific thing. We just wanted to do a little monetary payment to give him an extra, to give the father $100 after the lie. It's an unbelievable tesis. I would say, shkoyach, they could say that, but take this tesis and fly. What's the Kavanah? Where's tesis coming from? Rabbi say, we're going to see in a second, tesis coming from a Gemara. Let's see. Kaven shalai hisru bohen. What's the defense? Because they really do have something going for them. They're edim zaymim. So they never gave hasra. They never got hasra. We know the Gemara in Ksubas Lamed Gimel we spoke about a few months ago. Gemara says that edim zaymim is the one aveira that you could get killed, and you never got hasra. You never got warned before you did so. The Gemara says it's not shayach to have asra by Edim Zomim, because the Edim could say it's already after Kedei Dibur, they could say that we... The Gemara says it's not by Edim Zomim. We explained, back then, we explained that there's no Maisa Aveira when it comes to Hazama, it's just speech. It's not really a classic Maisa Aveira, so therefore Hasra is not necessary. But take it or leave it, the Lumbus, bottom line, there is no Hasra. If there is no Hasra, so then they can actually use this claim and say, oh, we only came here for monetary payments. We never wanted to do any damage. Kaven shelo hisru ben, the Edim Zomim lo bo asra, like the Gemara says in Ksuba Islami Gimel, that the Edim Zomim don't need asra. But now Tosfos says, and I'm not making this up. Tosfos says, uki hai gavna amrina lekamon, the perek hayu boitkin. Tosfos says, if you look later on inside Hedrin, you'll see what I'm saying. So let's turn to that Gemara. Let's figure out what Tosfos say. The Emes says we saw the beginning of this Gemara, which talks about, if you remember, in the Ephraim Goldberg days when we were dealing with that sugya of Mesis. So we dealt with the halacha of being mekabel hasra, of being Mesis. So now then we deal with the first line of that a person has to be mekabel hasra on himself. But let's go on in the Gemara, the second line. Amar Rav Chana, a fascinating Gemara. Amar Rav Chana, Eidei Nar Ra Marasa Shehuzmu Ein Nehrogin. On Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, second of the wide lines. Yeah, sorry, I'm sorry, wide lines. Amar Rav Chana, Eidei Nar Marasa Shehuzmu Ein Nehrogin. You have two Eidim that tell us and testify about a Nara, a young girl, that was engaged to a man, that was married to a man, and she was mizana with someone else, and we were going to give her skila, which is the punishment of a nara marasa, right? If she's a bas yisrael. So the Gemara says, and they got hazamified, which means it turns out they were lying. They were with us and they were lying. So the Gemara says, ein nehrogin. What do you mean ein nehrogin? Why ein nehrogin? Hazama gets the punishment that you intended to do. Gemara says, "Mitoich shiyacholun leimar." These edim can say, "No, la oistral al bala bonu. We never had intention to kill this girl. We never wanted anyone to die from our edus. You know what we wanted? Something else relevant about znus. If edim come in and testify that a woman was mezana on her husband, so then she becomes usher to her husband." So the Gemara says that these Edim can say in their defense, we never intended to kill this girl. We just intended for there to be another nafkamina that comes out of our Edus of Znus. That what? That she's usher on her husband. Ask the Gemara Kasha, big talker. Edim Zomimim. Come on. Va Isruba. You gave her Asra. And if you gave her Asra, you clearly intended to what? You clearly intended to kill her. So the Gemara says, Deloy Yisruba. No, it's talking about a case of they never gave her Asra. Yi Deloy Yisruba. If they never gave her Asra, so then what? So then how are you going to kill her? It shouldn't be a case of Eidim Zayimim for Skila. Of course it's not an option to kill these Eidim. No. Hey, Chimiktala. Mar says, Be'isha Chaveira. We're talking about a woman who's a Talmud Chacham, a woman who knows all the halachos, and the Gemara suggested, if you remember, the Gemara suggested, according to Rabbi Yossi, that a woman who's a chaver or an isha, that's a chaver, he doesn't need a asra, because he doesn't need to know what things are asr and what things are mutter. He knows the halach already. Va'alibad Rabbi Yossi ba'abiruda. Distanya Rabbi Yossi ba'abiruda omer chaver in sarach asra. Lefi shaloyin mitna asra elav chamin shagin lemezit. So the Gemara says, that's the case. It's talking about a Nara Marasa that was a Chavera. In such a case, what? In such a case, the Eidim are off the hook. The Eidim do not get Hazama. So the Gemara goes on to say, really? So if the cave of the Inulo Miktali, so once you say that they're not going to get Hazamified, they're not going to get killed, they're not going to get the Onesh, Ihechi Michtala, how can she be killed? So the Gemara says, so then the whole Eidus initially is invalid, because any Eidus that can't get the punishment that they wanted to intend to give is not valid Eidus. There has to be a deterrent. There has to be, you know, a punishment that they're going to get for what they're going to do. So the Gemara says, you're 100% right. So the Gemara says, you're right. So the Gemara asks, Ela bi'isha chavera, de kaimalon de mikdala, aliba de Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, hecha mishkachasla. So then what? Ask the Gemara. So then how are you going to have a case of an isha chavera that was a nara marasta, that was mizana against her husband, that she gets killed? So she forgot is not going to work. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says she's still killed. Good question, why? But she still gets killed. So the Gemara says, so what's the case that you get killed? So the Gemara says, Kishizinsa v'chazer v'zinsa. No, this is talking about her second time. She was Vizana, and then she was Vizana again, and you gave Eidus. So clearly, when you gave the second Eidus, what? You weren't coming here for what purpose? To aser on her husband. Why are you not coming here to aser on her husband? Because she's already aser on her husband. She already also was the first nus. So in that case, that's where Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is going to have Eidus, that the Eidim are not going to have a defense to get out of the Eidus to say, that we were just coming to Atzer on her husband. Ask the Gemara Kasha. V'yecholun loymar lo'oysrol albo lo'sheinu banu? No. Says the Gemara, I'm still in hot water. Why? You're right. She's usher to her husband from the first nus. But what? Maybe we're coming to give the Eidus not for capital punishment. We don't want the real McCoy. We only came that now if she ultimately wants to have a future shidduch with what? With Znus number two, with Bol number two, she's not allowed to. Because the Torah says in Parshas Naso what? Kishem Shasar al Abal, Kach Osar al Aboyo. You're not only Osar with the husband, you're also Osar with the person that you were Mazana with. So what does the Gemara say? Beautiful. So what does the Gemara say? I just lost my... lomar lo'oistra al bo'ol asheni banu. Right? Shezinsa mi bo'ol rishon. So the Gemara says, no, we're going to say that it's a case where she was mizana again with the same bo'ol, so that nafkamina didn't exist. So obviously what? You came for what purpose? Only to kill her, because there was no other reason for you to give the Eidus. Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So, I don't know, Adi, you're off your game. If you remember, a few years ago, we spoke about this in Shalosh Shudas. You remember this, Mark? So the MS is, there's a big Shiloh from this Gemara. If I remember correctly, this Shiloh was discussed. There's a little bit of a difference in the Shiloh. I believe, if I remember correctly, Shechter once visited Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And they were discussing
a shaila similar to this about a woman. Rabbeinu Tam really discusses this in Ksubas and Daf Gimel about a woman that was mezana with a guy for the second time, and the second guy that she was mezana with, but then he was megayer. So there's a shaila in the Rishonim: if you're megayer, if the Isser Laboil applies laachar gerus, it happens. This shaila happens. But there's a chiddush the Mishnah Melech brings down from the Maharas Sason. Maharas Sason says Chazal were very specific when they assered the husband after znus and they assered the boil. What's the word for the boil over here? The adulterer. Good. So Chazal say kishem sha'asura al habal, kach asura al haboel. Just like she's asur on the baal, so too she's asur on the boil. What happens, says the Maharas Sason, questions the Mishnah Melech, if the Isser Labal is irrelevant? Because she's already asur Labal. What happens if this nus does not create the Isser Labal? Does the Isser to the adulterer to the boil, is it extracted out from and emanate out of the Isser Labal? And where the Isser Labal is not created from the znus, so then the Isser Labal is also not going to be created? Or do you view them as two independent Isser? So in my opinion, I think this is a machlokes rishonim in Tosos in different areas in Shas. But the Maharas Sason paskin that you can never have an Isser Labal, but Malkum there was an Isser Labal, and he was talking about a situation where she was Mizana, and there was no Isser Labal created, so then he says, in such a situation, there wouldn't be an Isser Labal. Or let's say as follows, even not of, let's say the following psak. The woman was mazed, and the guy had no idea. The guy was shogeg. So do you say, well, she was mazed, so she becomes Osir on the Baal, and therefore, automatically, the Isser Labal should be created? Or do you say, the Baal is an independent Isser, and therefore he didn't know about it, he was Meshoygig? That's the Nafkamina of the Shaila Maharas Sason. This is situations that could be duped and created, and that could be relevant La'alacha. So ask the Achronim. All the Achronim, the Shvus Yaakov, many of the Achronim, the Achlaner, they all ask, it's a Befirish Gemara, we just read it. The Gemara says, what happens? The Edim came in, and they came for what purpose? La'oisra al-boil sheni banu. And we never came for capital punishment. Araya Brura asked the Achronim from Sanhedrin, Mem Aleph and Aleph, that the Isser boil could be created, even in a situation where the Isser Baal is not being created. So, that's for another time, how to answer this Gemara. But that's the Shaila of the Achronim. And this Gemara has very, very much relevance, legabe the Shaila of the Isser's Nus, and the ramifications on who she's allowed to be with after she's Mizan. But the Pashtus from this Gemara would say that the Isser Labal could exist even if you're not creating the Isser Labal. But Rabbi Yisrael, I have a question before we get to the Gemara that Tosos use. I don't understand. What did the Gemara say? And how do we know the case of Naram Rasa, that there's a chiyuv of znus, that the Edim can be killed, and that she could be killed in such a situation of Edos, in a case of Naram Rasa, for what? Aliba de Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, if she's an Isha Chavera, that since these Edim didn't have to give Asra, they can actually walk in with a defense claim and say, we never meant to kill her! Maybe Enechanami. Let's be Balabatish right now. Maybe Enechanami. Maybe you can't kill a girl. What does the Gemara say? That was the Gemara's kasha, right? And that's what we had to get into. What's the case? So maybe ain't a chanami. Maybe the Gemara is right. It's so earth-shattering. How did the Gemara know that ain't a chanami? According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, maybe you can't kill the Edom in such a situation. Maybe there wouldn't be a case of Moitzi Shemra, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Fine, you found a tucked away shita of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda that happens to hold an Isha Chavera doesn't need Asra, so in such a situation, you know what? She's not going to get Misa, because the Edus would never get Azama, because the Edom would have an opt-out, the Edom would say a claim that what? That they don't have, that they only came to Asra to her husband. So maybe in a Hanami. Why did Gemara assume that there must be a case? So this is like, everyone understand what I'm asking? The Gemara assumes Heichim Eshkachasla. It's as if there's a pasuk in the Torah that says Aliba de Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who holds chaver doesn't need Asra, who we don't paskin like, right? So then there must be a parsha of Moitzi Shemra. How do you know? Maybe not. So the answer is, the Arama writes on that Gemara, it's this little chazara from our sugyas. If you remember, one of the cases of Motzi Shemra that was said on the bottom of Chesem and Beis was suggested within Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. And it's going according to the Manda Omer, Chavar Ein Tzara Chasra. So you see, the Gemara already back in the first Perek suggested Motzi Shemra according to whose opinion? Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. So obviously there was a valid edus of Motzi Shemra even in a situation of Chaver, of Isha Chavera. So that's where the Gemara asked, Heichem Eshkachva, says the Yad Raman, Daf Mem Aleph, the Gemara was assuming the Daf Ches, that one of the Ukimtas of our Gemara that we said was the Machlekes Tanaim of whether you need 3 or 23 was going according to Rabbi Meir, was going according to Rabbi Yotzer, Rabbi Yudah, that you need 23 over here and she's going to be killed, and that's why the Mishnah says you need 23 Dayanim according to Rabbanon, because Rabbi Yotzer, it's going according to Rabbi Yotzer, Rabbi Yudah's opinion that doesn't need Asra by an Isha Chavera. So that's how the Gemara assumed on Daf Mem Aleph that there has to be a case according to Rabbi Yotzer, Rabbi Yudah, of Motzi Shemra. That the Edom can't now opt out and said, oh, we just wanted to give to Aser her to her husband. Then the Gemara on Daf Ches doesn't read straight. Because then that wouldn't be one of the suggestions for the Mishnah of how Rabbanon need 23 Dayanim when it comes to the case of Motzi Shemra. So just the background of this Gemara that Tosfos is quoting is fascinating. It's all based on one of the Ukimtas that we had in our Gemara, that Rabbanon need 23 Dayanim was a case of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah that holds a Chavir, a Talmud Chacham, or an Isha Chavira doesn't need Asra, and therefore the Gemara says, oh, if the Gemara is telling me that that's a case that works, so then we have a problem, because now the Edom Zomim have a solution to get out of their issue, and they can say, we only had Kavana to Asra her on the husband. But bottom line, what's relevant for us, Rabbi Yosef, even though those are fascinating tangents that come out of that Gemara, Tosfos says, my Kasha is already in a Gemara. Fundamentally, what's the Tosfos asking, what's the Gemara saying? If the Edom have what? Have a backdoor, another option, to say that they opted to and had Kavana for something else, not the real McCoy, so then the Gemara clearly suggests that is an option. You know, there's a fascinating question of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch asks the following question. How could the Edom with a straight face say that they never meant to kill her? How many Dayanim were there when you gave Edus? 23, asked the Minchas Chinuch. So if you never meant for the purpose of killing, why were there 23 Dayanim there? Ha ha, says the Minchas Chinuch, gotcha! He says, Minchas Chinuch, I got you! I proved you wrong! Says the Minchas Chinuch, unless the Gemara must be assuming, and this is a real kasha you have to work on. There's an unbelievable machlokes, the Ramban and Rav Sadia Gaon, that we haven't yet been able to talk about. Mitzvah Hashem will talk about it at the end of the parak. The Ramban and Rav Sadia Gaon have a machlokes. It's actually found in the Ramban al Torah. The pasuk says, "Al pishnayim u'shlosha edim yumas hames." So the Torah says, the Ramban quotes from Rav Sadia Gaon, the shlosha in the pasuk is talking about shlosha dayanim. It's true you need 23 Dayanim for capital punishment, like the Mishnah says. However, says Rav Sadia Gaon, to initially accept the Haggadah's Edus, it's enough to have 3, even in a case of capital punishment. Comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban says that's absolutely fundamentally wrong. Whatever happens at the beginning of the case, when the Edom deliver the Edus, that's ultimately going to now cause what the Gemara Din is going to be. So therefore, says the Ramban, fundamentally, you need the 23 Dayanim when? At the Shat Kabbalah Sa'idus. There's a lot to talk about within this Machlokas, the Ramban and Reb Sadia Gaon, about the fundamental connection between the Kabbalah Sa'idus and the Gemara Din. But without getting into all the details, says the Minchas Chinuch, L'chora, that Gemara is a Raya to Reb Sadia Gaon. That the case was these Edom came in, and there were only 3 Dayanim necessary for the Kabbalah Sa'idus to receive the original testimony. And then once they realize this is accurate Edus, and they're not contradicting each other, so now we should deliberate and give a Psak Din of a Gmar Din of 23 Dayanim.
Because otherwise, says the Minchas Chinuch, we could just say gotcha. You collected 20 dirhams. Of course, your kavana was to kill her, and that's
so
and that was the problem.
They have to put an excuse, or even explain themselves.
What do you mean?
When you say you just said that they saw three dirhams in front of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Why do they then have to go banu la'id la'sor?
1 second.
You know, why do they have to give an excuse?
Without the p'tur and saying, oh, there's another nafkamina, there's another outcome of my edus, so. A person's v'chalo Shabbos. There's one thing we're going to do with that edus. We're going to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
So now comes along the Gemara and says, when there's a case of zinsa, so I would have said automatically before I saw that Gemara, I would have said you talked about someone being mezana. One of the outcomes of being mezana is to kill this woman. So how could you opt out of that? The only reason they can excuse themselves out is that no, there's another practical implication of my edus that I can now say that was my kavana for, so that's l'osra al-bala, that therefore they need that excuse. Were it not for that excuse, the Gemara would have never suggested this. The Gemara would have said, you know you were being made for znos, and that's it. And that's misa. Comes along the Gemara and says, since there's another nafkamina, so therefore they can have an excuse and say, we only intended for that, and they have an opt out. Yeah. That's what the Minchas Chinuch is saying. It has to be, right?
So if it's in front of three, and yeah, they're going to say, fine, there's no problem with their edus, and no, there's no eight and a half, then she's a serial of Baal.
Right.
At the same time, it kicks in that they sit on 23.
Right, but then they left. Then they left. You deal with what you have to do. You do what you have to do. I have a flight home. I have to get back to Fairlawn for Yontif. I can't be here. You want to make up Stockton? You want to kill this girl? Good. Gazintahe. Comes back. They call him up. You gotta come back to Bezdin. Imanu Ayisim. There's Hazama. There's a whole situation. Come back. Oh no. I didn't know you were going to take this. I was made in front of three Dayanu. I meant to just answer on the husband. This is what his lawyer just told him to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, so ask Tysus, so then also fundamentally over here, you could say the same claim. You could say when I came in, the Ede'av can say, oh no, we only meant that what? That the husband should pay the money. We never wanted to get anyone killed over here. Ke'en lo'osra al-balabanu. So also, what should we say? We should say, we never wanted these Edom to get killed. So let's see the Tysus. Now we can understand where the Tysus is coming from. In the third line of Tysus, and the second word on the line, the third word on the line, this is where Tosis backs up his proof. The parakal you both can the Gemara and daf mem aleph. It's a mistake. It's a mem aleph and mem aleph. Lemanda omer chaver ein tzarich asra. E de nara marasa ein erogin mitachshir chol lomer lo osra al balabanu. The Gemara says that the edim are going to actually get off the hook, and actually nara marasa is never going to actually get killed because of that, because it's not valid edus. Yeshloimar. The Hocha Shaini, this case is different. Kaven she yoidim deboim laro gesaisha, yoidim she yahargu osan, imusmo. Since they know that what's on the table, that this woman, again, how'd this story start? Husband walked into court, and a husband said, my wife was mezana, and now what the posters were saying is that this woman is going to get killed. So they knew all that before they came in and before they hazamified the husband's edim.
How can you assume they knew? Unless they were given a Torah.
Because motzi shemra is only if you tried to kill.
No, I understand. But let's say they know so there. They don't understand. They don't understand what is the...
No. We're not talking about a kid. Right now, you're asking the Gemara Mem Aleph?
No, I'm talking about here.
Here there was no chavir. Oh, you're saying...
No, they came... you said the option for killing is there on the table.
Right.
How can you assume that? Unless you told them that. Otherwise, you can have the notaverim. There are, burim v'me'ar. It's just someone.
You want to know what? Let's play out what happened over here. A husband walked in and said, "I have two edim that my wife was mezana."
Yeah.
Comes along the Ede Ahav, and they say, your two Edom are liars.
Right.
Fine. Comes along the Baal, and he gets defense witnesses to be mazin the Ede Ahav.
Okay.
And you want to know, maybe all of those Edom never knew that Dine Nefashos was on the table.
Yeah. There are some Edom. Come on, guys. Tell them, what you know or what I'm going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there are not, there is no, and we talked about, just talked about, there is supposed to be the evil, there is no atra.
No, there's no atra for Edom Zomer.
So they are, you know, they are like bounced from the street, someone goes, slip them $100, come and say ABC.
Right.
I didn't know that I'm going to get killed. You know,
I mean, the Eide Abal, you can't say that. The Eide Abal, they know what they're testifying about. I hear what you're saying, the Eide Av that are now saying...
Even the first Eidim.
No, the first Eidim have to say she was Mizan.
Okay.
And they have to, they know that they're testifying now to be killed, to kill her.
How do they know? That's what I'm not trying to understand. How do they know? Who tells them that they're going to get killed?
I guess Bezdin, yeah. Bezdin, yeah.
Be aware.
Before you testify, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that considered a part?
That would apply to every case. I mean, how would.
Right.
Just unique to this case. Every time you're in Edom's Zomer, you're subject to the penalty of being in.
Right. But what Adi's asking is that it's true, but that the question is the Gemara says that Edom's Zomer don't get a warning.
Right.
So the way you it sounds like is you just come in and you just say the words, I don't know anything about this case. Imanu Aisim, those guys on this day were with me. So clearly that's not the assumption of Tosis. Clearly the assumption of Tosis is that there's some background, although there's not a technical Hasra right before you testify to give the Edom Zomer Hasra, but the knowledge of the case and the ramifications of the case are delivered to these Edom. Right. So the question is, he was asking, maybe you suffer the consequences without knowing what the consequences are. Right. But I think what Sid makes sense, because the whole point of Eidah She'ata Yochol Azima, right? What's the point of Eidah She'ata Yochol Azima? This is valid Eidah because the Eidim know that if they're not telling the truth, they're going to get what they're testifying. So this is like a support and an insurance policy on the actual Eidus. The Eidus is effective because it's Eidus Sha'ata Yochol Lazima, that if it comes out to be that they're lying, they actually knew what they were going to get. So I think you have to know all the content and all the context of what you're going to get. So Tosfos is clearly assuming that. Yesh Lomar Da'acha Shaini, Kevin Sheyodim Deboim Larogas Aisha, Yodim Sheyahargu Osam, Im Yuzmu, Di'ev Sharlio Zebeloze. Because if the woman is going to get killed, then if you're lying, you're going to get that same thing. Aval Hassam, what happened over there? This is very shaykh what Tosfos is saying. This was a woman that never got Hasra. So what? So you're asking, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a Talmud Chacham woman who doesn't need to know the halachos, she's going to be put to death even without Hasra. So you know what these Eidim can say? I didn't know that she was. How many Talmud Chacham women are there? I thought everyone needs Hasra. Okay, so I got the one woman that happens to know all these halachas that she does. So the Eidim have an opt out. Inami lo yadi the chaver ain't tzarich Hasra. Or I didn't know the halacha of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Who says any different? Rabbanon don't paskin like that. We don't paskin like that. The Rambam doesn't paskin like that. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda happens to be the one opinion, and we happen to have quoted him on Daf Ches Amid Beis that holds that even that in all cases a chaver doesn't need Hasra. But these Eidim could just walk in without coming to Shir on Daf Ches Amid Beis and saying, I never heard of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. I assume that everyone needs Hasra before they did a Maisa Avira. So you know why I came to Bezdin? I came to Bezdin for something that doesn't need Hasra, to Aser her on her husband, but not to kill her. So what do you want? So he says that's what's unique in those situations. But now ask Tosis. And that which the Gemara asks over there, Eleichsha Chavera de Kaimelon, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda de Mikdala, Hechim Eshkachasla. So what's the case of, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that you could actually have Motzi Shemra, that she's going to be killed? Don't the Eidim Zaymimim already always have the ability to get out of their Eidus? So we ask, and maybe according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't exist. So he said it can't be, because the Gemara Daf Ches is assuming like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda within Dinei Nefashos 23 Dayanim of Motzi Shemra. So says Tosfos, the Gemara could have had a very simple answer to its question on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. Have a Motzi L'Shnuye, they could have answered, Kigon Diyadei Shehi Chavera, Diyadei Chav Shechover Tzarech Hasra. According to what Tosfos is suggesting on our Daf, that the difference between that Gemara is that most Eidim don't know the halacha that a chaver doesn't need Hasra, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, or that they can say, what? We didn't know that this woman was such a Talmud Chacham, and therefore we thought that she needs Hasra. So then the simple answer to the Gemara of what's the case according to Rabbi Yusuf and Rabbi Yehuda, that Edim can get Hazama and are valid Edim for Motzi Shemra in the first place to put this woman to death. What's the answer? When Edim come in and we know that these Edim, number one, know that this woman was a Talmidei Chachama, she was a Chavira, so that's already one excuse is out the window. And number two, they also knew that Halacha, like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that Chavir ain't Sarah Chasra. So as long as these Edim, we can prove that these Edim know both of these things, so that's the answer to the big question, to the million-dollar question on Daf Mem Aleph, what's the case, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that the Edis is actually valid. But comes along Tosfos, the bottom line, and sounds like Tosfos says, when there is an opt-out, when there's a valid opt-out, that the Edim can't say, come on, you knew that this was going to happen. But over there, there was a lot of foundation to stand on what they didn't know and they didn't expect. And therefore, from the fact that there was no Hasra over there, that already lends itself for the Edom to say, come on, we didn't come for this reason. We came for the less severe reason. But comes along the Turei Evin in Rosh Hashanah, based on our Tosfos, based on this Sugya, and that's a fundamental kasha. Let's talk about the case of Eid Echad. We know the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed tells us, we spoke about it, that for Dinei Mominus, you could have two Eidim that are not testifying at the same time. I testified that Adi owes Mark $100 on Monday, and you testified on Tuesday, or the truth is you can even combine different testimonies. I testified that Adi owes Mark $1,000. He testified that Adio's Mark $2,000. Says the Gemara common denominator. They both agree that there's $1,000. We can be mitzaref edus miuchedes, separate edus when it comes to dine mamonis. So comes along the Turei Evin and he says, 1 second. So when I come in and I'm being made on my own, and then you join him and you're being made on his own. So then they can be Mechayev Mamon, right? We can now cause them to extract money. What happens if we become Edim Zomimim? What happens if we're proven to be liars? We have to pay. Kasher Zomim. We have to, whatever we intend to do, we have to pay. Ask the Turei Evin, why? Why don't I just say what Tosfos says? I only came for a Shvuah. I never wanted him to pay money. I came alone. I came by myself. I came la'osra balabonu. I came for an entirely different purpose as the Shagat Aryeh. I came to be Mechayev Shvua. Eid Echad could only be Mechayev. Eid Echad only is Mechayev Shvua. Eid Echad can't be Motzi Mamon.
What if he doesn't take the Shvua?
Oh. So what if he doesn't take the Shvua? Fine. So if he doesn't take the Shvua, that's his option. So they have to pay. Fine. But that's it. But he should have taken a Shvua. That's not my problem. Your problem is you should have been a believed person that you should have taken it. You set yourself up that Chazal responded to you that we can't believe your Shvua. So now we only have a bottom line. What we have to do is you have to pay. But I think
I know you owe money, so I know you can't take that
Shvua. Oh, beautiful. So I think Mark, I think what you're saying is 100% correct. But I think it's based on what we said a few weeks ago. If you remember, we suggested, based on what Mark was saying, the halacha, what happens if a person is not believed when he's chayav shvua? And Eid Echad walks into Bezdin and says, this person owes that person money. I agree with Mark. So the Bezdin says, okay, Adi, take a shvua. Right? And now Adi happens to be, he's got a bad history with shvuas, and he's not believed for a shvua. So the Gemara says, mitoch she'eno yachol yishava, since he can't take a shvua, mishali. He has to pay. So what I just answered to Mark was one option of how to understand that halacha. Bezdin's hands are tied. Bezdin doesn't have the ability to administer the shvu over here. So what, you should be off scot-free? So in such a situation, we give you the knas that you have to pay because you don't have a believability to take a shvu. Or, argues many Rishonim, argues the brother, the Ktos HaChoshen, the Trumas HaKri, he says, no, that's not the way to understand it. Really, what's happening here is follows. An Eid Echad really has believability for what? For what he came in for, like Mark was saying. I testified about what?
He owes him money. I didn't testify the fact that he owes him a shvua. I testify that he owes money. I testify that he owes money. Comes along the Chiddush HaTorah and says, before we're machayev him to pay the money, we're going to opt and give him an opt-out. We're going to give him an excuse. We're going to give him some way to get out of this chiyuv of the money, to give him an option number one, take a shvua. But really, why did the Eid Echad come? The Eid Echad came inherently to be machayev mamon. And the proof positive that he's coming to be machayev mamon, and where the shvua is not an option, is the halacha of mitok sheini achol l'shavim mishalim. Since he can't take a shvua, he has to pay. So it's not like we're suggesting that, oh, it's a knas. Really, the Eid Echad only has the ability to be machayev a shvua. But since he can't take a shvua, so Bezdin's hands are tied, so they give him a knas. No, it's different. Really, the halacha is what? That an Eid Echad can come and be machayev yimam. But the Torah was mechadesh that initially we should give you the opt-out to give you a shvua. But where you can't take that opt-out option, so obviously you go based on the rule that what the Eid Echad came for, which is the chichayev mamon. So now, if that's the analysis, one can answer, that's the way the Beis Halevi answers the Turi Evans Kasha. Now you go back to the Eid Echad, and you say, why did you come in here? I know you came in here alone. I know you didn't come together. I know we're joining your Eidus because it's Dine Mominus and we can join it all together. But do you have that excuse, and do you have that defense that you can now say, I only came to Mimachayev Ashuva. I never came to Mimachayev Mamon. That's false. That's not true. An Eid Echad's Eidus is about Mamon. And an Eid Echad's Eidus about Mamon is so true that Baharai, if he can't take a shvua, he has to pay Mamon. And therefore, he doesn't have, that's the answer to the Turi Evans Kasha. He doesn't have this built-in excuse to say, oh, I came for a different reason. What different reason? The shvua is the chiddush that the Bezdin gives him an option. That's not your kavona. Your kavona was for the mamon. If your kavona was for the mamon, so then that's why you're going to get kasher zamam. And that's why Tosis' solution of la'osra al-balabanu will not help for dine mamonis. Because you came for the mamon. If you remember, it was based on this that we suggested that even in a case of Dine Mominis where there was more than one aid, so we said that maybe the halacha of a group of Eidim, the Ritva said in Makkos, you had a group of Eidim that came in to testify together about Dine Mominis. And the Dine Mominis said, and what happens? One of them became Pasul. So in the world of Dine Nefashos, so the whole group of Eidus is gone. Nimtzeachemim Karva Pasul, once one of them was Pasul, it's all gone. The Ritva suggested, according to one of the Tanam, according to Rebbe, that even in Dine Mominis, if one of them is gone, they're all gone. So we asked the question, how's that possible? How's that possible? This Eid Echad could still stand for what? For an independent Eidus. He could be Mechayev a Shvu on his own. It has nothing to do with the Eidus that they testified for, about the Mammon that they were grouped together with. So if you remember, we suggested this exact analysis. We said that no, it could be the Ritva's understanding like we're suggesting right now. When an Eid Echad comes to obligate money, he's actually there to obligate money. And the fact that Bezdin responds and says, you only have to take a Shvua, that's Bezdin's response. But the Kavana of the Eid and the purpose of the Eid is the same thing that he was trying to do with the group of Eidus. And therefore, if one of them was Pasul and he had to leave the group, so the group still continues and this third guy cannot even testify even on his own anymore because he's a Pasul Eid when it comes to the Shvua because he's testifying about the same thing that he was testifying when he was grouped with the other witnesses. The halacha of Eid Echad coming is all for the same Dine Mominus that he was testifying with the other people. So that's the solution of Tosfos. That's the end of the Chabura. And Mirza Hashem, next week we will have a Pesach, and there has been a request to discuss some of the Inyanim of Kodshim and of the Karban Pesach to try to relate and connect to the Karban Pesach Mirza Hashem. So Mirza Hashem, next Wednesday night we'll discuss some of the halachos of Karban Pesach and some of the lumdus there, and that'll be next Wednesday night, and we'll start Maariv.